Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Rays of Sunshine. My name is Alex. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mason.
Hello.
How are you today, Mason?
I am just fantastic. Yes. We've watched just the worst movie.
Well, first of all, you're wrong. It's good. Second of all, I was really pumped up. I was excited. And then I found out that the entire thing we recorded 20 minutes,
half the episode
and it wasn't recorded. And now we're doing it again. So I'm feeling slightly less enthusiastic, but we'll go along with it. Well, it's fine.
We've got plenty to talk about.
Anyway, this movie's good. So shut up, Mason. We're talking about the Sonic the Hedgehog OVA from 1996, or maybe 1999. So we don't know.
I figured this out. The original episodes, the Japanese episodes, because this movie is actually two of the Japanese Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon episodes stapled together and produced as a movie for the US audience.
They were used as a pilot, or they were supposed to be used as a pilot for a show, which never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the episodes came out in 1996, but the movie for the US was released in 1999.
Oh, okay. So that's we've solved why it's the problem. We've been arguing about this all day.
Yeah, so there's a 6.5 rating.
That's pretty good. I'd rate it higher. I think I've rated it like 8 on IMDb, because I'm an idiot. It's not an 8, but I like it.
There's no Metacritic score, which doesn't surprise
me. Well, it's very kind of niche, I guess. No one's heard of this except Sonic fans, which is why I was like, we should do this. You didn't know what it was.
I didn't.
You knew one scene. Which we'll get to.
I only know of, like, the old Sonic cartoon series. Sally. The one with Sally, Sonic Underground.
Great show. We should talk about that sometime. That's a
Sonic
good show.
X.
Classic.
But yeah.
Sonic Boom?
We don't mention that.
No, that's a good one. The show's good. Mm. It's funny and self-referential.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's not the game.
Exactly, that's not good.
Anyway.
So, do you want to... What about money?
Money.
All this kind of thing?
Anything
you can find, really, on IMDb.
I'm going to be honest, there's not a lot of information on this movie.
Good. Very good.
It was released on Christmas Day, 1999, for the US.
What a great Christmas present, let me tell
you. I know. I would have been upset.
I would have been happy, because this was good.
Well,
so
either way,
the music, the animation, the art style, all good. That's the first note I've got. I want to say it from the gate. It's really good.
Yeah, that was one of my few positive notes about the
movie. That's your one positive thing, and now it's just going to be you just complaining for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, buckle in, everybody.
I'll get my positive stuff out of the way. The animation looks amazing.
Okay, like, that's one thing.
It's got that old, you know, 90s Japanese cartoon. Yeah.
Very Dragon Ball, very Pokemon.
Yeah, where the backgrounds are hand-painted, and then the characters are, like, drawn over it, and they're animated even though the background is completely still most of the time. You see it in Pokemon, Dragon Ball.
It's nice.
And it's good. The music as well, there wasn't a lot of music in there, but the stuff that was pretty good.
All Sonic, even the Sonic games that are bad, have good music. And this is not a game, this is a thing, but the music's really good in this.
Yeah.
Like, no Sonic thing has ever had bad music.
Yeah.
Sonic Chronicles, never mind. That's the DS one, remember that? The RPG?
Yeah, I do remember.
All the music is
one.
Like a MIDI.
I do remember that one. I choose not to, though. Anyway, the cast... So, this is the dub cast, because
we didn't watch the Japanese one.
Yeah, originally it's in Japanese... And that actually, like, you know, fits the movie. The voices fit the characters.
Okay.
It more fits what they're saying. Because if you watch the dubbed version, the lip syncing does not match what they're saying at all.
It really doesn't.
Either way, so Martin Burke is the voice of Sonic.
Okay, I think he does a really good job. He wouldn't be good as modern Sonic. Because modern Sonic's a little bit more kind of grown up and... I don't know, more serious, but this one, he nails it, I think.
I think the actual voices themselves for the characters are fine.
Yeah.
I just wish it sounded like they hadn't just done a single take for every line in the movie. Like, it sounds like the director just wanted to go home. So that everyone said their line.
Yeah, kind of does.
Like, half of them are slurred and you can't hear what they're saying. you can't understand anything. But he's like, yeah, it's fine. I just want to go home.
Yeah. It's a little bit rushed.
Lainey Fraser is okay. Tails.
Is that a woman?
Well, there's no picture.
Okay.
So I'm assuming so with a name like Lainey.
She was good.
Yeah, she sounded like she had a cold.
She did. And is it we think it's probably a kid, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was genuinely quite good as Tails. Again, not the best voice. She kind of does sound like she has a cold. She's got like a weird nasally kind of thing to it.
Yeah.
But I think it fits because it's supposed to be like a more childish version of Tails. Like the one in the games now is more kind of grown up and serious. Again, most of the modern characters are more serious, but she works. I think it works for this kind of world and this kind of thing.
We've got Bill Wise as Knuckles.
He was fine.
Yeah, that was fine.
Nothing wrong with him. Nothing great. It's fine.
And then Edwin Neal as Dr. Robotnik.
He's amazing. He's amazing as this.
That was an incredibly hammy performance.
It was, but it's great.
For how silly he was animated.
Yeah.
I think it does fit.
Really, really good.
Anyway, let's.
Who played Sarah Mason?
Oh. The best character, Sasha Baeze?
Okay, speaking of Sarah, your favorite character. But you know what, actually, we'll get to her.
Yeah,
we'll go through the story a little bit.
So, the start of the movie.
Yeah.
The movie begins with a scene of Metal Sonic waking up.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah, that was a cool scene.
Dark scene.
And then we immediately go to Sonic and Tails at a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Tails is surfing around.
Old Man Owl flying over him for no reason. Yeah,
Old Man Owl. That's his name listed in the credits.
The first thing we see of the movie, other than, like, after the opening credits, is just an old owl guy.
Crash landing.
He's never been in a game. He's never been in anything after
Original
this.
Character.
Yeah.
And then he crashes and meets Sonic and Tails. And then Sonic and Tails leave to go meet the president.
Yes.
And leave the owl in charge of their home.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Even though, the first thing that Sonic says when he sees the owl is it's something like, not this old guy again.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't like him, but he's like, you know what? You can just look after my home.
And they acknowledge that, like, he has no idea where he is and what he's doing. He's, like, really forgetful.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's fine.
We can deal with that.
We'll brush
Not
past
a big
that.
Deal.
Sonic goes to meet the president and instead finds Robotnik there, who instantly tries to kill him.
Yeah.
And this makes very little sense.
This is where the plan kind of falls apart already.
We're about two scenes in.
Yeah. So I wrote this down. The Robotnik's plan, spoiler alert if you kind of go into this wanting, you know, the story as we go. But Robotnik's plan, he tricks Sonic into going to the White House, tries to kill him.
Yeah.
Then he tricks him into going to Robotropolis, tries to kill him by using Metal Robotnik.
Yeah.
Then, when he fails at that, he tricks him into going to that other place, whatever it's called, gets Metal Sonic to kill him.
Yeah. I think it's like the North Pole.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Then, if that succeeds, he's going to destroy Sonic's dimension and marry Sarah, who's the president's daughter.
Yeah,
this makes no sense.
A bit weird.
The whole point, as we see from the start, is that he's made Metal Sonic, he's proven himself, and it's his best invention and whatever.
Yeah.
So he's going to have Metal Sonic kill Sonic. Why is he trying to kill him, like, three other times before Metal Sonic even shows up?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
It's insane. But that's the least of my concerns with this movie. It really does not matter.
It matters to me.
Another thing of note, this was just a nice little touch. When Sonic defeats the robots that are trying to shoot at him right at the start, the robots sort of explode into a cloud of smoke, and they make, like, the old...
The Pokeball
noise.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
From
it's
the
weird.
Original cartoon.
It's really weird. They just kind of stole it directly from the thing. Really strange.
Then we get to one of the stupidest lines in the movie, which is where Sonic, after Eggman offers his proposition, Sonic says, "No way, there's a 99% chance that this guy is always lying." And then Tails responds with, but what if this is the 1% where he's not?
Yeah.
And that is enough for Sonic to go along with this plan.
Right. Let me explain this.
Go ahead.
Tails is Sonic's best friend. He has known him for years. He's the person he trusts more than anyone else that he knows.
Yeah.
Tails trusts that Robotnik is doing the right thing for the right reason. And that is enough because he trusts what Tails believes in. And I wish that you, as a friend, trusted me as much as Sonic trusts Tails. Because that's true friendship.
All right,
and if you don't, you're a bad friend and a bad person.
All right, well, just for this scene, I'll trust you on this one.
Yep.
But from this point on, I'm absolutely going all out with my criticisms of this movie.
Were you not before?
Oh, no. Oh, no, great. We had much more to talk
about. That's good. Yeah, that's true. We're going to...
Yeah, this is also where we'll introduced to Sarah.
Yes, the best character in the movie.
No, absolutely not.
She's the worst.
She is the token anime girl.
She's the Elise of this. Yeah. In that she is a human that is the love...
interest.
Thank you. Love interest of Sonic. She gets kidnapped and she... Ugh, the worst.
Yeah.
I like this.
But we're not entirely sure if she's being, like, actually kidnapped.
Because, or if it's by choice.
Yeah, there's a scene where, like, she loses to Robotnik in a video game and she's like, you better be nice to me or I'll stop being your hostage. That makes no sense.
It doesn't.
And then you said later on about how, like, there was a scene where she's bipolar and has Stockholm Syndrome at the same time. She can't make up her mind whether she wants to be a captive or not. And half the time she's happy about it, and half the time she's, like, really upset about it.
It's weird. She, at one point later on, because Robotnik's plan, as I mentioned, he's going to destroy Sonic's dimension, and then Robotnik and Sarah are going to be the only people left in the universe, I guess? On the planet.
On that planet.
By the way, side note, it's called Freedom. It's called Planet Freedom.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why is it called Planet... It's Mobius. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is, he gives her a wedding dress, and she's like, this is amazing, thank you. She puts it on, and then a couple minutes later, she's got it on. It's clearly a wedding dress. She says, thanks, Robotnik, but why did you give me a wedding dress? And he says, because we're going to get married.
And then she freaks out.
She goes insane. I think she starts hitting him.
Yeah.
Surely you know what a wedding dress is for.
You could figure that out.
If you get given a wedding dress, you know that there's going to be a wedding.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean...
Also, while Sonic and Tails are off doing whatever, they're just chilling at home playing video games.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where that scene comes in. But you know
what? I like that bit. It's fun. It's just fun and lighthearted.
There's a couple nice moments in the movie, but they get more scarce as the film goes on. Sonic and Tails run off to find Robotropolis.
Which is the place that Robotnik is from, which is in the Dark Dimension or something.
Yeah, something stupid like that. Tails is given a watch to go find the place.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then they actually have a really good scene finding Robotropolis, where they're running through a jungle, and it's like you're watching...
It's like the games.
...an animated level of the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're both running around really fast. It's not ruined by any voice acting. It's like, it's mostly quiet.
You're being really harsh
with some music
to these voice actors, Mason.
It's not a good dub.
It's not.
It's terrible.
It's not. But yeah, they're destroying Badniks and they're jumping around. It's very similar to the opening of Sonic CD.
Yeah.
Which it's really good. That's one of the things that people like about Sonic CD. Some of the poses and stuff that they do is ripped directly from that, which is great.
Yeah. So that was a good scene.
Yeah.
And the next one, like where they're going through Robotropolis, they find Metal Robotnik.
Mm.
They fight him. They get chased around by him.
Yeah.
That was all. You know, it was well animated. It was good.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch. It went on for a bit, but that's
I think it's cool though. It's there's some funny moments in it and there's some cool action scenes. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
It's good.
The first big like sort of plot hole in the movie is where the Metal Robotnik is shooting out these things and they're like sticky bullets.
Yeah.
and he hits Tails with one, so he's stuck to this fence. And then when Tails finally gets free, He notices that Sonic is stuck underwater, so he's, like, drowning.
Yeah, because he can't swim. That's, like, a big deal in this.
So Tails is like, oh, no, I need to go save him, but I can't because my tails are stuck together.
Yeah, so he can't fly. And
you see some of, like, the glue sticking his tails together. So his solution is to grab a bit of metal, and it's supposed to be like a boogie board type thing.
Because he was doing that earlier on.
Yeah, he was doing some surfing.
We didn't mention it, but he's doing that earlier on. It's a callback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he uses his tails as a propeller.
Yeah.
Completely ignoring the fact that they were stuck together.
Which I didn't notice.
2 seconds ago.
I only noticed this the first time we recorded this. Yeah. We got to this part and then the thing cut off. But yeah, I didn't notice when I was first watching, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So that, like...
It's insane.
I definitely noticed that. Knuckles shows up in this scene.
He's got a hat.
Yeah, the cowboy hat's great.
I love his hat.
I want
that
fly.
Hat. Yeah, he can just fly.
No, I know he can
it's
glide.
Supposed to be gliding, yeah.
I know he can glide, but they didn't animate it as gliding. He's just levitating. He can just straight up fly.
He's Superman in about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that was cool. By cool, I mean terrible.
There's a bit, and I really like this. It's really funny. Mm. So Knuckles saves Sonic and Tails. Maybe this is a little bit later. I don't know. I'm just going to say it now anyway. Sonic's like, thanks, you saved us. You know, you owe me one or whatever. Oh, I owe you one, sorry.
Yeah.
And Knuckles has a sentence, and you think it's going to end about 4 different times. The line is, that's one more job I won't get paid for, and you think it's going to end there.
Yeah.
Then it carries on. But I've known you for a while. That'll do it.
Yeah.
So I'll just put it on your tab. We're done. And you can pay me back later. He sounds like he's going to stop about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I think at some point there he says, I think we're even.
Yeah, it might even be more than I wrote.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just keeps going.
It's another problem with the dub.
Yeah, it's because clearly it's that bit was much longer in the Japanese version.
Yeah.
And they needed to fill it out.
And it's just also,
funny though.
There's also a scene with Knuckles where it fades out on him. And then fades back into exactly the same scene. Because that's where the first episode of the cartoon left.
Yeah,
and the next one started.
There's a weird pop song. It fades out.
Yeah.
And fades back in.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Metal Sonic is also in the scene.
Yeah, so they beat Metal Robotnik, and then Metal Sonic is part 2, basically. He's the villain of
the
part
Metal
2.
Sonic reveal in that part. It starts off really cool.
It's really cool.
And then it's immediately ruined by all the other... Yeah, it's ruined by all the other characters.
Why?
Because, like, Sonic and Tails do... Like, and Knuckles as well. They just do some quips.
Yeah.
And they're not funny. And it takes away all drama and suspense from the Metal Sonic.
It really does. It's like...
It ruins it.
And I love Marvel, but it's like Age of Ultron, where, like, anything that anyone says, immediately there's a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's never any tense moments in this or in Age of Ultron because it's like, oh, no, there's a serious thing. Someone's died. Don't worry about it. Let's just make a joke about it.
Yeah.
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 It's weird.
There's another bit straight after this where, like, you think Sarah's being kidnapped, but she's actually not. She's there of her own free will.
Yeah.
And then she, like, turns on Robotnik again.
That's the wedding scene, right?
Yeah.
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 Or the wedding dress scene, I should say.
Some more stuff happens with Metal Sonic. And then Sonic
says...
They
have a fight.
Yeah. Well, he says out of nowhere, right before they fight, I need to beat him on my own.
Yeah.
Nobody help me.
Which,
why?
Oh, because he's cocky. I'm defending this because I'm a Sonic fan, but Sonic is famously very kind of cocky and full of himself, and he thinks, this is me. This is an evil version of me. This is my responsibility. And also, I can do this because... Like, it's me.
Yeah,
I know how to beat me.
It's just so awkward, him just saying, nobody help me.
It's a little bit weird, but it kind of works.
Yeah.
I think, personally. So, it's kind of revealed that Metal has all of Sonic's...
Memories?
DNA and memories.
Yeah, but
and
Sonic also has memories of Metal Sonic.
For whatever reason.
Which makes
no
sense.
That's not how that works at all. I understand that Metal knows Sonic's things, but that doesn't work the other way around at all.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
We're actually getting close to the end of the movie by now.
Yeah.
All that happens is I made some more notes about...
They'll fight, Sonic dies. Yeah.
Well, I made
fine.
Some more notes about scenes with Robotnik and Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
The notes are bad
this is your,
touch.
This is really your highlight, right?
Yeah, these are my initial reactions. Bad touch, Robotnik is trying to marry the young girl. this plan is stupid. Uh-huh. Can we stop it with everyone being thirsty for this girl? And that's the end of the note.
Yeah. This is a kid's movie as well.
This
it's weird, yeah.
There's a scene near the end where they're trying to beat Metal Sonic, and it's not going well. Sonic pretty much dies. And then...
he does. Well, he does. So Metal's got, like, a heartbeat thing.
Yeah.
It's his stops, and then there's no solution. He's
but
just
then,
fine.
Well, Tails does something with his watch that Robotnik gave him.
Yeah.
We don't know what he did. It's very unclear.
He kind of reverses it so that he can change metals.
Eggman says something about this later, and I'll get onto that.
Okay.
But he messes with something.
Yeah.
And then that makes, like, Metal Sonic weaker and I guess more similar to normal Sonic,
more
so he, like, stopped fighting as much.
Maybe, like, more empathetic.
But then...
it's very vague.
Yeah, in the next scene, Eggman, he finds Tails, and he says, I see you've assimilated his personality. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
That is the actual quote. And my notes immediately after were, excuse me, what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
And then just ignore it. They don't explain it.
Yeah, no, they really... maybe they do.
No, well, no, because immediately it's just like, they beat Metal Sonic, he falls into a volcano.
Well, there's...
he doesn't want to be saved.
Before he dies, hold on, so Sonic and Metal are fighting... and they've kind of locked heads.
Yeah.
And Sonic says, in this really kind of unfitting voice, like his voice changes almost.
Yeah.
He says, you might know everything I'm going to do, but that won't help you since I know everything you're going to do.
It's
strange, isn't it?
And it's so weird.
It's weird. It doesn't...
It's so weird.
It doesn't make sense, like we said. And his voice changes. That scene became kind of a big meme.
Yeah.
People know that scene. I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. It's really weird.
Knuckles'
hat sets on fire as well. We missed that part.
Yeah.
That bit's important to the plot.
Knuckles goes and, like, stops the end of the world, basically.
Yeah.
He just digs through the ground a bit and hits some things. But the rest of the main part
of the movie... his hat sets on fire. He says, oh no, my hat's on fire. And it's never mentioned again.
Yeah.
Why did he have a hat in the first place?
Metal Sonic falls into a volcano after saying,
this is very Terminator,
there's only room for one Sonic here. That was bit silly.
It's kind of it's a weirdly emotional moment. I'm not saying it's emotional, but it's a weirdly effective moment where Metal sacrifices himself to save the president and someone else.
But he didn't
who. No, he did, because they couldn't get in the ship. So for context, the president and some other guy, I don't remember who, are stuck in like a ship because they flew down there.
Yeah,
but because
it was
of
the president
heat,
and one of his guards.
Yeah, yeah. But because of the heat and whatever, it's like shut and they can't get in.
Yeah.
So Metal kind of breaks in because obviously he's stronger.
Yeah.
Flies him out, and then he falls into the, like, just lava.
Yeah.
And Sonic goes to save him,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense, which is nice. I like it. I like this moment. He goes to save him. He kind of reaches his hand out.
Yeah.
Metal looks like he's going to grab his hand, and then he slaps it away.
Yeah.
And then he says, what was it?
There's only room for one Sonic.
That's it. Which, it's all right.
Yeah,
it doesn't really make sense.
I don't
but it's
see why
cool.
he didn't grab his hand.
Because he didn't. I saw it as kind of a Terminator moment. He's become more Sonic. He's become more empathetic.
Yeah.
Because of whatever Tails did.
Yeah.
And he saved the people, and he's thinking, if I survive, I'm just going to be used as a slave from Robotnik again. That's what I kind of got from that.
I guess.
Not really explained, though.
Yeah,
it should be explained.
They
better.
Definitely should have added more to
100%,
that.
100%, yeah.
And then after that, the movie just sort of stops.
Fizzles out.
Yeah,
Knuckles
happens.
Knuckles, like, punches Sonic because Sonic accidentally jumped on him in a fight.
Yeah.
And they run off into the distance.
Yeah.
Also, one bit of weird trivia.
One final bit of the movie.
Okay.
I wrote, because at the end they all start chasing Sonic.
Yeah.
I just put, everyone wants Sonic. They all just seem to forget that Eggman tried to kill them all, and Sonic and Knuckles have an argument instead.
Yeah. Robotnik just leaves.
Well, he's there chasing him as well.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, and they just sort of forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie. It just sort of stops there. It doesn't end, it stops.
Yeah. Some weird bit of trivia.
Yeah.
Obviously, because Metal Sonic is in this, this was released after Sonic CD. Sonic CD was 94, I believe, and this was 96.
Yeah.
Metal Sonic's in this. Amy Rose was introduced in Sonic CD. Yeah. But instead of Amy Rose, they have Sarah, who's also the love interest. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Amy Rose is fine.
I really don't
bring
know,
her in.
Honestly.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
That's one of the parts where I'm like, just make it more close to the games.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One thing that... So this is the final thing that I really have to say about the movie. Something that I noticed was in the credits, it's got this weird song playing over the credits. And it changes scenes from the movie. I have no idea.
Sing the song, Mason, in full.
I'm not doing
all that. 3 minutes of it. Sing it. Go.
It sounds like a weird, like fan made song.
Okay.
But the thing that I noticed is right at the end, it said, "Produced by Studio Pierrot."
Okay.
Now, I thought that sounds familiar, and then I remembered that this is the same the studio that produced this movie. Is the same studio that would later go on to produce Tokyo Ghoul.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I looked it up
season
to confirm.
Season 1?
I looked it up to confirm, and yes, it is the
season
same studio.
One. The good one.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
They also produced a bunch of other good things, like they produced Yu Yu Hakusho, which
don't
you
know
what
it is. I'm not an anime person, by the way.
Yeah.
To people who don't know.
But they, like, they've done
Mason
a lot
is.
Of good things.
Huh. That's surprising. I mean...
And then they made this.
Yeah, this is good, though. I'm gonna say this is really, really enjoyable. Maybe you have to be a Sonic fan.
You probably
really enjoyed this. Alright, we do ratings.
Yeah,
so
we'll
we
get
do a rating
ratings.
Based on quality first, and then based on how much we enjoyed it.
Yes.
So, Mason, what do you think? How good do you think it was? Quality. Objective score out of 10. Go.
Objective score. I mean, it's really hard to score this because it's almost not even a movie.
It's two
episodes.
Things, yeah. It's different. Yeah.
I've got to give it a couple points for the art style.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to give it like a 4.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna give it a 5.
Okay, you know
I'm
what?
I'm gonna
that's
give it a 5.
A lot better than I thought you'd give it.
Just because
I really thought you were gonna go out here and go 1 out of 10, garbage. Never watching it again.
No, I think looking at it objectively, it's not.
There's some good bits.
It's not horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some good things.
It's not hoodwinked.
But yeah, there's a lot wrong with it.
Yeah. No, there is. I agree.
Yeah.
What about in terms... Oh, wait, I'll do...
Well, what's yours?
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
What's yours?
okay, in terms of quality, objective score, I like it a lot. I'll get more into that. But it isn't great. It's very flawed. But there's a lot to like in it. And there's a lot of really nice details and stuff. Like, Tails being afraid of lightning is from the games. They can't... Like, Sonic and Tails can't swim, which is from the games, which is nice.
Is Tails being afraid of lightning from the games?
I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
Or maybe it was...
Did not know that.
Maybe it was introduced here. Either way, it's definitely been talked about later on in the games and in other shows and the comics and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe it was introduced in this, but maybe not. Either way, it's nice. I like it. I like it. More details and more kind of whatever.
Okay.
I really like it.
Where are you going?
As an objective thing, it's really hard because it's weird.
I know.
It's really
hard,
weird.
It's hard to judge.
I'm going to give it like a... Like a 7.
A 7?
Yeah, I like
Ooh.
It. It's good.
Okay.
Alright, how much did you enjoy it, though?
So, when I...
This is going to be the 1 out of 10.
When I originally watched this movie, I started off, and I knew I wasn't going to like it.
Yeah.
So I went in quite critical of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like how it... I didn't really like the start of it, but it got okay around the middle.
Okay.
And then it all went away at the end.
Huh.
So I, you know, there were parts that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, like by the sort of third act of the movie, but it didn't really have any. It just was a thing that happened.
It more has 6 acts.
Yeah.
It has 3 for both episodes.
I can't tell if it has 6 or 1. But either way, I'm going to give it a 3
wow.
for enjoyment.
Wow.
Harsh words. Well, most of that is just because I enjoyed the animation.
Yeah, fair enough. What would it be lower if I remind you that Sarah is in this?
I already know she's in it. That's minus a couple points on its own.
Ah! Sorry, but broke a thing.
How about you?
I don't know how to fix what I just broke. I'm going to fix that after. I would say, I really like this. Enjoyment level? I'm going to be really stupid. I'm giving it a 9.
Okay.
Okay, listen.
I knew this movie was a mistake.
All of my Sonic opinions are wrong. They're just objectively wrong. Sonic 06, which if you don't know is known as one of the worst games of all time, is my third favorite Sonic game. I love it. I love all this kind of thing. I'm giving it a 9 because it's fun.
That's an amazing and statement, by the way, because there's only about 3 good Sonic games.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. The only reason I'm not giving it a 10 is because of Sarah.
Yeah.
And maybe a few other things where I'm like, that's just a bit, just cut that out.
That one scene with Tails that I pointed out. Where he just they just sort of forget that his tails are stuck together.
Yeah. But yeah. It's fine. Either way, best movie ever. 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Watch it every day. Personally, I watch it every day. You should all watch it every single day.
Disagree.
Make sure you buy it on Blu-ray. Make sure you buy it on 4K.
For your own safety, don't do that.
No, do it. It's good. You'll enjoy it. All right.
You'll have Sarah's screechy voice ingrained into your mind forever.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, this has been Blu-rays of Sunshine.
Yep.
What are we doing next week, Mason?
I'm not sure yet. Okay. We're going to do something that I think neither of us have seen.
That's good.
We might do another animated movie.
We might do George of the Jungle.
Yeah, we might do George of the Jungle. 1 or 2.
No, we can't start at 2.
Well, I mean...
That's like starting at Hoodwinked 2. What was it?
Hood versus Evil.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Everything has to come back to Hoodwinked.
I think if I told you we were watching Garfield 2 next week...
No.
I think you wouldn't complain about it.
I would complain. I'd demand we watch the first one first. I wouldn't get all the plot details. You need all the information. All
right.
Also, before I forget, follow the Twitter.
Yeah, we have a Twitter. Don't know what's on it, because you're in charge of it.
1 tweet so far.
Good. Yes.
At Blu-ray Podcast, I think. You know what? I'm going to double check right now. Keep talking, Mason. Keep doing
highly
the outro.
Professional. Okay. Well, yeah. So next week, we'll probably do George of the Jungle or something else if a better option comes up.
Name one better option.
Well, Garfield.
I'm an idiot. Right. Yeah, Blu-rays Podcast is the Twitter. Follow that for more fun.
Excellent. All right. Well, that about wraps it up.
Absolutely.
This has been Mason and Alex talking about the Sonic movie.
Yep.
Not the new one.
We'll get to that.
We're going to get to that
100%.
One.
As soon
My
as it comes out,
are going to be worse.
I'm going to be same. No, I think you'll enjoy it more than this. Because because it's not going to be Sonic, is it?
That's a fair point.
I am going to sit in the cinema with a notepad, and I'm going to write notes during the movie, and then I'll cry at the end.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. That's December, I think. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening. This has been Blu-rays of Sunshine. Always a good movie. Always a good movie experience.
You keeping that in?
Definitely.
You sticking with it?
Definitely.
I respect that.
Until we get a better idea, I'm keeping that.
There is no better idea. It's perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
See ya.